Number 11,236, John Dystra, north of Concord Road, north of Cedar Lane, being lot 10 within Nanticoke Acres development. Tax map, District 132, map 2, parcel 17, a variance from the side yard setback requirements.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is John Dystra. I'm currently living at 12817 Baker Mill Road, Cedar Mill.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you very much for allowing me to present this tonight.
Okay.
My name is John Dystra, and I am the former owner of the house at 9585 Cedar Lane. I lived there for 20 years and recently just went to close on it on June the 25th for sale to Mr. George Werner and his family. A little background with this house and this area. The Nanticoke Acres is a very old, very established housing development in Seaford area. It's on the Deep Creek branch off the Nanticoke River, and it was established along with the development of the DuPont. The executive branch of the DuPont company built houses in this development and really enjoyed it and made it a park-like environment. And over the course of the 60-some years that the park, housing development has been there, it's maintained a very nice park environment. And as you drive through it, nice little narrow roads and well-kept environment. I purchased this house in, it was originally 208 Cedar Lane, now it's 9585 Cedar Lane. I purchased it in December of 1993. And the house was a well-constructed house, but in quite dire need of a lot of work and attention for renovations and upgrade. The attractive part of buying this house was the fact that it was on the water and it was in a park-like environment, perfect for a newly married couple to raise a family. And in that first year of ownership, started some various renovations, most outside yard work in the first year. In the second year, did some pool renovations. There was a swimming pool with it that was in dire need of attention. And the pool house was termite infested and starting to fall down. And my objective in that time period was to replace the pool house. In the third year I owned the place, I started to think about renovating the house and put two additions onto the house on the eastern side of the house. Recently I sold the house, and with the lawyers working to find out if there's any abnormal things going on, they discovered that a few problems did exist with respect to those renovations. The problem with the renovations was that the pool house was within 3 feet, or within 5 feet of the side property line. And the front eastern corner of the house was within 0.8 feet of the encroachment onto the property. Both the pool house and the house additions are located around along that right side, or the eastern line. We're encroaching on the county's side and setback requirements of the house being 10 feet and the shed being 5 feet. The uniqueness of the property is that the house is parallel to the road, Cedar Lane, but the property is on an angle, and on quite an angle. And as you build forward in the house, you get closer and closer to that eastern side of the property. And when I purchased it, the original survey indicated that the house was, at corner, was 9.65 feet away from the eastern property line. With the addition of a 10-foot addition on the front part of the house, the encroachment went to 9.2 feet along that, that line. The original pool house or shed that was back beside the pool, as I said, was termite infested. It was falling down. Replacement was in need, so I thought I built on the same foundation that the pool house was there. It was 5 by 8 apparently, and I built a 12 by 30, so it wasn't on the same foundation. It was quite a bit bigger. The and building a footer around that original concrete pad that was there for the original. When I built it, went through getting a permit inspection. I do not recall being informed of any setback regulations at that time. I expected that if there was a problem, that the footer inspection would have informed me that it was within the setback of county regulations. Now, the uniqueness of that property is that it's on that angle, so it does create a little bit of a problem with when you are adding to the front part of that corner of the house. It does get closer to that thing. With respect to the property and the possible development of the adjacent properties, I think with what I've done with the house, it has added to the value of the house. It has improved its appearance. I think with the additions that I've made over the course of the time, I've improved the value of the adjacent properties as well. The variance is necessary in this situation to obviously be within the regulations and to be granted a certificate of occupancy for these additions. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance has no substantial or permanent impairment. There has not been any complaints from the adjacent properties or adjacent neighbors. The variance is not any detriment to public welfare as well. The variance is the least modification possible for the continued use of this property, since there has not been any complaints in the past over the course of time. And it is necessary to afford the relief of getting within the building code and certificate of occupancy. I guess any questions?
Excuse me. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Werben?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
Yes, I see where you're an AR1 undersized. Well, you have less than 100 for 99.74, so you would be 10 feet from the side. But let me ask you about the shed. You said you got a permit for the shed?
I did.
And it showed on the permit 5-foot setbacks? Did it show that on the permit, side yard setback?
Not that I'm aware of.
But you said you got a permit.
There was a permit granted to me in September of 1995.
And that would indicate, if you got that permit, it would tell you probably 30 feet from the front, 5 from the sides.
Probably, yes.
Okay. So you did know you had to be 5 feet.
I don't recall, to be perfectly honest. I don't recall whether or not I was told or that I was aware of.
Well, you got a permit. It was on. You read your permit, didn't you?
Did you build the shed yourself?
Yes. Yeah, I'm a self do-it-yourselfer, and I like doing it all myself. It's kind of a stress relief.
And you can't move it because of the foundation? Is that what
you're
saying?
Correct. It is on a concrete block foundation.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It says here, look, a pond is on the property.
There is a, small little pond, a little fish koi pond.
Would that have made it difficult to put the shed on the other, the pool house on the other side of the pool?
Yes, the septic system is on that side of the property.
Is that the only place that something like that could be placed, this pool house?
Well, it was originally there, and the pool house has a concrete portion that the wall on the western side is a 10-inch concrete wall that is basically used for a barrier to help maintain the backing on the swimming pool. When I bought the facility, it didn't have enough backing along that the whole perimeter of the swimming pool, and everything was eroding away, and therefore the back wall of the pool shifted and had big cracks in it. So I thought the best way to keep that from happening is to backfill it, and then it kept eroding away, so I had to somehow keep it from eroding away. And with the addition of the pool house, or the modifications done to the pool house, I use that wall as a barrier for making sure the
The part of the dwelling that is encroaching into the side yard setback, I may have misheard you, but was your testimony that the original dwelling was already encroaching into the side yard setback?
Yes, the original corner on the original survey that I have. I don't know if you have that, a copy of that.
I can get the only survey that I have in front of me is the one for George Warner, dated May 14, 2013.
Say it originally 9.6 or 9.8 feet?
9.65 feet was the original corner.
And you added 10 feet?
Would you like to have a look at this?
You could start down there, sir.
Thibodeau.
This is the original survey done in 1993.
And you added on 10 feet to the front of the house and made it 9.2 from the property
correct
line.
There was a garage door there. We took the garage door out and added a sunroom in there.
But that made you encroaching 8 feet.
It was encroaching originally from 9.6 to 9.2.
Yeah, okay.
But did you follow the same sideline of the house?
I did not. I came in actually about 6 inches.
So you actually tried to get it further away from the side yard?
I had to get it further from the side, yeah.
Okay. Is it because of that angle that the house, the fact that the house, while parallel to the road, is not parallel to the side yard setback? Is that
correct?
You're trying to work within that?
Correct,
okay.
Yes.
Have you had any complaints from neighbors over the years?
I have not. The only complaint I had was that my pool fence that is between the house and the pool house and then around the pool was encroaching on their property, and it had been at that time. And they gave me a survey which showed that it was, so I moved it in onto my property. And with this survey, the last survey that was done, it shows that it's on the line. I really feel like the shed or the pool house blends in well with the surroundings. Mm-hmm. In fact, if you were to drive through the neighborhood, you'd probably not see it. And then the house is very attractive architectural, very aesthetically pleasing and attractive.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Warren, no further. Is that fence attached to your shed? Is that what it looks like here?
It is not attached to the shed.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. There's a certain uniqueness on this property because of the way the original house was set in regard to the property lines. I think that his request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, since there was a pool house existing, and he made every attempt to stay as far from the property line on the house. We didn't hear testimony that would alter the central character of the neighborhood or impair the appropriate uses, development of adjacent properties. Excuse me.
Thank you.
And then his request is a minimum to afford relief, so I'd make a motion we approve case number 11,236.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,236. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rares?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,236 is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.